Hello, Gone Wild Audio. How are you all doing? I hope you're doing well. I just wanted to take a quick second to just thank you for a lot of the comments, messages, support I've been getting so far on my first little introduction. It's been really encouraging. And I really appreciate everybody's welcome and everything like that. And I'm really excited to be here and to share with you more dirty, filthy things from my mind. And that's why we're all here, isn't it? So, I thought I would take this audio to talk a little bit more about my, details into my previous fantasy, and to talk a little bit about the one word that, when I hear it, it sends tingles up my spine, and that word is dominance. It's a very powerful word, isn't it? And I thought I would share with you just some of my thoughts and desires on the topic of dominance. I desire to be completely yours. I desire to be under your control, to be owned, and to be the source of your pleasure. I know I have the appearance of being a strong-willed, confident, really stubborn woman. Oh, I am so stubborn. And, you know, it would appear to be that I would want to be dominant because of my confidence, but secretly, I desire to be only your property. I can't imagine a scene like this where I would kneel before you, hands together at my back, ready to be fully submitted to your dominance. Every inch of my body is yours. And every inch of you owns me, controls me. My head would be bowed as perhaps you would circle around me, lurking in the shadows. But I know you're there because I can hear the bass rumble of your sexy laugh. You can't wait to tease me, and I burn with desire and anticipation for it. I imagine that I would hear footsteps drawing closer, and I keep my head down like a good girl that you like, doing what I'm told, being obedient to your will. And one of the things that I really love about the idea of being dominated is not just the physical things, but it's a lot of the mental things, and it's a lot of the verbal things, things that I desire to hear. I would love to hear you purr into my ear things like, "You are mine, my sweet little pet." And that would send shocks of electricity throughout my body. Oh, like waves of desire. And all my senses would tingle. One of my biggest weaknesses is pet names. I don't know why. I think I mentioned it in my previous audio, but names are just such a powerful thing. I mean, they can really have control over somebody. It says so much. Meanings of names are important. So, yeah, that's why I like them. I don't know. They just make you feel special. And, oh. And you knowing that, I bet you would smile. Because, you know, you know that all it takes for this precious pet to tremble before you is your words that drip with sex. I imagine that you would stand up and tower over me, maybe, holding something. Maybe a riding crop. Oh, being naughty with it, jacking the thick black leather handle. Perhaps foreshadowing how I'm to serve my master later. Maybe I would feel the tip of the crop under my chin as it tips my head upwards, so that my eyes gaze with fear and excitement into yours that are filled with pleased lust, knowing you're the cause of that delicious look of fear. Maybe I would feel the riding crop move down my neck, over my collarbone, to my breasts, down my torso to my belly button, up again, feeling the sensation of it all over my body. But the thing that makes me wait in anticipation is not knowing if you're going to use it on me yet or not. And that's what you want. You just want me to just kind of melt in a puddle of anticipation. You know, I have a little bit of patience, but it's my patience is running a little thin. You know, because I just don't know when you're going to use it or anything. Maybe you'll whip my breasts, or maybe my ass, maybe my little pussy. You haven't decided yet. I love the marks you leave on my body, reminding me that I'm your property. You love marking my flesh with the evidence of your dominance over me. And that's just another aspect of dominance that I love imagining. I hope you enjoyed listening to the rambles of my mind. If you have any suggestions, any advice, anything that you maybe want to hear, feel free to message me, to comment below, and see what I can do for you. Thank you for listening, and I hope that you have a great evening, day, whenever you're listening to this. And I will talk to you later. Bye for now.